Hey, what's up, folks? Just taking a little time out from filing restraining orders to fill you in on the latest free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. This went down on the 11th of August. Always a spectacularly fun time. You'll want to check out the full show. If you like this free view and the sound of it, whatever, if you find it entertaining, check out the Patreon for the full show. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Hours and hours and hours of material there every week for you. Between the free podcast and the Patreon, we're looking at upwards of about 30 hours a week for the Patreon. No one delivers more. No one over delivers more than your old pal, Eric Zane. And I do it all by myself. Well, a small little bit of help. Ben fills in, obviously. Patreon.com/Eric Zane for $5 or $10 a month. That's all I ask as a donation. You can give more if you like. That's totally up to you. That'd be great. If you each gave like thousands. Anyway, $5 a month is all of the audio podcast and the archive. And then the $10 a month is all that, plus the video, the live streams, the archive, you name it. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. Enjoy this free view.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Eric.
Mr. Roger Fabiano, I'm going to need you to unmute because we're going to play the easiest game on the planet.
I hope it's easy.
The game goes like this. I'm going to ask a trivia question to Ben, and then you have to bet on or against Ben if he's going to get it right.
Okay.
So you're just making a bet. And yep. Then he's going to answer. If it matches your bet, like if you say, he's not going to get this, and then he gets it wrong, you win that round. There's actually money attached to this. You start out, question one, earning $1 if you get it right. And then it doubles every question, all the way up to a rip-roaring $50.
Nice. Sound good? Nice. All right. Sounds great.
Here we go. Ben, do I have music?
It might be playing. I can't hear it. I don't know if anybody else can hear it. Yeah, there you go. All right, it's weird on Zoom.
Yeah, it is. It kind of fades in and out. And
yeah.
I think it like phases.
Yeah.
In a weird way. Mm-hmm. Here we go. What 1991 grunge anthem refers to a real brand of deodorant? Roger, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Didn't we just do this one?
No, I don't think so.
Maybe you heard it on Dale.
It was my dad. Never mind. He didn't know the answer to this question.
It might have been with Dale.
I'll bet against Ben.
Oh, no. And this is where your game ends. I'm sorry.
Oh,
it's,
man.
Smells Like Teen Spirit by
it
Nirvana.
It is. And that is it. That is how you play. And we will catch you again, Roger. You now know how this game goes. When I said easy, yeah. I was being sarcastic. It's actually harder than it seems. Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, sir.
Yes, sir. Didn't mean to cut you off, Brian Callahan. Brian Callahan, here we go. Yeah,
am I up?
It's your turn.
Sweet.
How are you feeling? Thumbs up, thumbs down?
All right. Going through treatment again this week, so.
Now, I haven't spoken of this. Do you care to speak of it?
Yeah, no, I don't mind. I got my IV treatment for chemo on last Friday, and I take chemo pills for 2 weeks after that. So this the week right after is kind of shitty.
What is the cancer you're dealing with?
It's appendix cancer.
So they take it out, yes?
Yeah, they're going to take it out as long as the chemo they're giving me works. Like shrinks it or keeps it the same size that it is.
Boy, I have never heard of appendix cancer either.
It's you would, very would, rare.
You know, because when the thing gets inflamed, they just take it out. I'm so. Did they go into detail as to why they do it the way they do it?
Well, they went in to take it out and they found two more spots on the inner lining of my abdomen.
Okay.
So they want to make sure that when they go to take it out, they actually do another chemo, a really intense chemo treatment while they take everything out. They want to make sure that works and that's effective.
I see. So they've got a really good plan for this.
Yep.
Feel good about that. That's great.
Yeah.
How far along are you since you started getting the treatment?
This is only my second treatment, and it hopefully will only be four treatments worth.
All right, buddy. Well, we're thinking about it.
Thanks, man.
Let's play. Question. What ABC newsman boldly asked Bill Clinton if he planned to supply prosecutors with a DNA sample? Brian, are you going to bet on or against Ben?
I want to bet against Ben.
Yeah, it's a good call. This is
I didn't know it either. So,
when did this happen? When did the Clinton stuff go down? Like late 90s?
Well, I know that he was president from 92 or wait a minute.
Yeah.
2000? Yeah. 92 to, I guess, 2000, right? Yes. That's exactly right.
Yeah, I don't really remember any of his term. I remember the Lewinsky thing. I remember him being impeached, but I don't really remember it. But I'm going to say Tom Brokaw.
It's a good guess, but no. Sam Donaldson.
I don't know who that is.
That's outrageous. I mean, I don't know necessarily. I mean, because he batched right on her dress.
Yeah.
And him asking that question, is he suggesting that the president has to like jizz into a cup?
Oh yeah. And then they'll throw it on the dress on the other side to see if it matches.
I need to look that up. All right. What TV talker, oh, by the way, you have $1. What TV talker from The View wrote a book playfully titled Joy Shtick? What TV talker from The View wrote a book playfully called Joy Shtick?
I'm going to bet on Ben.
Oh, no. I know two people on that show, and I think just because of the word shtick in the title, I have to go with my gut, and I'm going to say Whoopi Goldberg. Is that it?
Oh, no. Look at a Rob.
The wrong word, dude.
Go with Joy.
Joy.
Well, I don't know. The only person other than Whoopi I know is Sharon Osbourne.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Joy Behar.
She's not on The View.
She wasn't? Was she on The Talk or something?
Yeah, The Talk or some other crap show.
Everybody's reaction. Sorry, Brian.
Damn. It's all right.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks a lot, guys.
That was funny. That was very, very funny. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh, my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device, all right? Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app, that it's going to work okay, and that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And of course, it's a video camera, so it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufyofficial.com/videolock for more information. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver, no drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. Get to eufyofficial.com/videolock. E-U-F-Y official.com/videolock. Jimmy, you look like you're having a good time over there. You want to play, buddy? Just lost somebody.
I'll play.
Okay, good. The question. What intergalactic actor fittingly titled his autobiography, Get a Life? What intergalactic actor fittingly titled his autobiography, Get a Life? Jimmy. Are you going to bet on or against Ben?
Jesus, I don't know.
Of course, you don't have to guess. You just have to bet.
No, I don't. I'm trying to figure out Ben. I'm like, all right. He knows a lot of this kind of stuff. I'm still going to bet against.
It's a good call. I only know...
The question again, here are the important words. What intergalactic actor fittingly titled his autobiography, Get a Life? Raise your hand if you know the answer in the audience.
Nobody? Just because of intergalactic, I've got to guess.
Okay.
I want to guess somebody else from the same show, but I'm going to say William Shatner. All right. Sorry, Jimmy.
Right.
Who's the gay guy from Star Trek?
George Takei.
Yeah, that's who I was. I didn't know if that was like a catchphrase of his or.
Which, by the way, if you were to actually, that's a catchphrase of Shatner's because he was a famous quote. He was talking to Trekkies at like a Comic-Con. He goes, "Get a life."
Oh, okay.
That's where that comes from. That guy Takei, when he was acting, he was, you know, he's playing his part of the whatever, the guy on the bridge. And as soon as, you know, he decided to come out, he just changed his voice so that he's oh
really?
Oh. I mean, if you ever hear him on Howard Stern, he's hilarious.
Okay.
Oh my God, Maureen, it's time. It is time, Maureen. Holy crap.
I'm so excited.
And you unmuted quickly. Where is our beloved Linda? This is like the second week in a row she's not here.
Radio voice Linda is stuck in Alabama for another night.
She's stalking Nick Saban?
Nick Saban. Fear for him. I do. But she'll be home tomorrow.
How was the Boomer Bunker yesterday?
You know, I listened to it. I don't listen live. Because I'm actually afraid of those people and what they will. I'm afraid they'll attack me if I go in the chat. Because I listen to it. I don't even like to lurk because they've got Kate and now Patriot Nick as a moderator as well.
Oh boy, look out!
Yeah, all so right. I usually listen to it later, but they talk about it constantly.
Now, yeah, thank you for that. I'm actually going to mute you for a second because Aram tipped me off. Aram, you sent me some info. I didn't actually get a chance to hear it yet, but what did you hear on the Boomer Bunker, what was going down? Because Bob, or what do you call it? Jamingo was like, ah, they don't talk about you. We don't talk about you. We got nothing to do with you. Is that true?
Yeah, it was just basically your run at John. John just addressed it with sound bites from your show.
Okay.
So you're making fun of him about the COVID shot.
Oh, so he was having fun. He was having fun with it.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's good. I don't actually, I like John. I like him a lot.
Yeah. So it was a rebuttal basically to your comments.
Yeah. They're just dumb. And I think that they know that. All right. Okay, Maureen, I'm ready for you. Let's do this. Here we go. The question that I have for Ben. What nation had 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prison population by the year 2000?
I'm going to bet. I'm going to bet against Ben.
All right. Yeah, the music just finished.
So did I.
Talking about prison populations.
What nation had 5% of the world's population and 25% of the world's prison population by 2000? Betting again.
You said 5%?
Correct. 5% of the world's population, but 25% of the world's prison population. What nation?
Damn. Shit. This is the oh man. Who the hell has a ton of prisoners?
Gonna need a guess.
I'm just gonna say the United States. That's it?
That is it.
Oh, God.
You're crushing it.
Whoops.
Way to go, Ben.
I'm sorry.
Way to go, Ben.
All right. I was going to guess China. That was my first guess, but.
Got time for one more. Megan. Are you ready? Sarah, I'll get you next week.
So ready. I'll stop cleaning the shoe.
Cleaning a shoe?
Yeah, you don't. Like Birkenstocks get really stinky, so you got to clean them.
Oh, good call. Good call. Is that like a toothbrush?
I don't know. It came in like a Birkenstock kit. So it's kind of like like if you're going to give yourself a pedicure kind of thing, except for shoes.
I know what you mean about the stink. It's like your foot is just jizzing right onto those things. And it's rough. Oh, hi, kitty.
You want to say hi?
Who is that? What is that cat?
This is Jake.
Jake doesn't like being held right now.
No, Jake's kind of a dick.
Here's the question. What internet giant became synonymous with the term newbie after unleashing its 3 million subscribers onto the web in 1995? Megan, you're muted, my dear.
I think my cat did that. I think I'm going to bet against Ben.
What internet giant became synonymous with the term newbie after unleashing its 3 million subscribers onto the web in 1995?
What the hell? 3 million subscribers in 95?
Yep. Like all these people, they had signed all those people up and they convinced them the internet is so you need to sign up with this,
I didn't know the internet was a thing back then.
So we're talking in its infancy, no doubt.
Right. I'm going to guess the place that sent all those CDs. I'm going to say AOL. I'm sorry.
You are on fire.
Some good guesses tonight.
What a run. I mean, we're just going to quit on that. Yeah. I mean, quit playing because that was just fantastic. That is it. My free view of this week's Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Always a good time playing Bet on Ben. Talk to you next time. Full show, patreon.com/Eric Zane.